Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 10th, 2018. In today's news, Orbitz becomes the first Hitachi distributor in Australia. Unsafe elevator control boxes have allegedly been ignored by the New York City Housing Authority. OSHA Advisory Committee nominations are now open. A plan including Manchester's future tallest has changed hands. And new numbers have been issued for NEI staff.
Orbitz Elevators, a fast-growing company on Australia's Gold Coast, signed a deal with Hitachi to become the Japanese OEM's first Australian distributor. Orbitz founder and managing director Jonathan Dwyer says Hitachi had been looking to get into the Australian market for years and determined after approximately 6 months of talks that Orbitz was the right fit to supply, install, and service its equipment on the continent. Orbitz will supply a diverse range of lifts, escalators, and moving walks designed in accordance with AS 1735 Part 1-2016 and other Australian lift codes.
New York City's Department of Investigations, or DOI, received complaints about potentially unsafe, untested elevator control boxes from the former head of the New York City Housing Authority's Elevator Inspection Unit dating back to 2011, but they were allegedly ignored by NYCHA bosses, The Real Deal reports. In a 2013 lawsuit, the head of the unit said two former senior vice presidents of operations at NYCHA ignored complaints and, quote, took steps to ensure a particular supplier continued to secure contracts with NYCHA. DOI declined to look into claims about using the supplier, but found in some cases control boxes hadn't been tested. The supplier had the boxes tested as a result.
OSHA is seeking nominations for its Advisory Committee on Construction Safety and Health, or ACCSH, until November 16th. ACCSH is a continuing advisory body established by statute that provides advice and assistance in construction standards and policy matters to the Assistant Secretary of Labor of the United States. It has 15 members and its meetings are open to the public. To make a nomination, visit federalregister.gov or click the direct link at elevatorworld.com/news.
Trinity Islands, a development that includes 1,400 homes and what will be the tallest building in Manchester, UK, at 67 stories, has been purchased from Allied London by Rennaker, the company building the city's current tallest building, a 64-story structure in Deansgate Square, Place Northwest reports. Designed by Child Graddon Lewis, Trinity Islands is set to have a trio of towers linked by a commercial podium in its first phase, the 67-story one, along with 38 and 26-story buildings. In a later phase, 41 and 26-story towers are planned. Besides the home, the development could yield 150,000 square feet of commercial and public space.
The National Elevator Industry Incorporated recently implemented a new phone system intended to work seamlessly with its remote office environment. The main number, 703-589-9985, can be dialed for transference to any staff member, or he or she can be contacted directly. For the full list of staff with their new numbers, visit elevatorworld.com/news.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.